The Ballad of Fisher's Boarding House by Rudyard Kipling. That night, when through the mooring chains the wide-eyed corpse rolled free, to blunder down by garden reach and rot at Kedgeree, the tale the Hughley told the shoal, the lean shoal told to me. 'Twas Fulton Fisher's boarding house where sailor men reside, and there were men of all the ports from Mississip to Clyde, and regally they spat and smoked, and fearsomely they lied. They lied about the purple sea that gave them scanty bread. They lied about the earth beneath, the heavens overhead, for they had looked too often on black rum when that was red. They told their tales of wreck and wrong, of shame and lust and fraud. They backed their toughest statements with the brimstone of the Lord, and crackling oaths went to and fro across the fist-banged board. And there was Hans, the blue-eyed Dane, bull-throated, bare of arm, who carried on his hairy chest the maid Oltruda's charm, the little silver crucifix that keeps a man from harm. And there was Jake without the ears, and Pamba the Malay, and Carboy Jin the guinea cook, and Luz from Vigo Bay, and honest Jack who sold them slops and harvested their pay. And there was Salem Hardiker, a lean Bostonian he, Russ, German, English, half-breed, Finn, Yank, Dane, and Portuguese. At Fulta Fisher's boarding house they rested from the sea. Now Anne of Austria shared their drinks, Kalinga knew her fame, from Tarnow and Galicia to Juan Bazar she came, to eat the bread of infamy and take the wage of shame. She held a dozen men to heel, rich spoil of war was hers, in hose and gown and ring and chain from 20 mariners, and by port law that week men called her Salem Hardikers. But seamen learnt what landsmen know, that neither gifts nor gain can hold a winking light o' love or fancy's flight restrain, when Anne of Austria rolled her eyes on Hans, the blue-eyed Dane. Since life is strife, and strife means knife from Howrah to the bay, and he may die before the dawn who liquored out the day, in Fulta Fisher's boarding-house we woo while yet we may. But cold was Hans the blue-eyed Dane, bull-throated, bare of arm, and laughter shook the chest beneath the maid Oltruda's charm, the little silver crucifix that keeps a man from harm. "You speak to Salem Hardiker, you was his girl, I know. I ship myself tomorrow, see, and round the Skaw we go, south down the Kattegat by Hjelm to Besser and Sorrow." When love rejected turns to hate, all ill betide the man. "You speak to Salem Hardiker," she spoke as woman can. A scream, a sob, "He called me names!" And then the fray began. An oath from Salem Hardiker, a shriek upon the stairs, a dance of shadows on the wall, a knife thrust unawares, and Hans came down as cattle drop across the broken chairs. In Anne of Austria's trembling hands the weary head fell low. "I ship myself tomorrow straight for Besser and Sorrow. On there Oltruda comes to me at Easter, and I go south down the Kattegat. What's here? There are no lights to guide." The mutter ceased, the spirit passed, and Anne of Austria cried in Fulta Fisher's boarding house where Hans the Mighty died. Thus slew they Hans the blue-eyed Dane, bull-throated, bare of arm, but Anne of Austria looted first the maid Oltruda's charm, the little silver crucifix that keeps a man from harm.